And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 18th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low moving rapidly north, expected 250 miles west of Bailey, 974 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected Trafalgar, 1004 by same time. High Norway, 1030, slow moving, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 5 or 6, fair, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable becoming southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. 40s, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, southeast 5 to 7, occasional rain or sleet, then fair, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, east or southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, east veering south or southeast 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Trafalgar, south becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, thundery rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional thundery rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, southeast 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast 6 to gale 8, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast 6 to gale 8, occasional rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasional sleet, then rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 7, recent rain 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south 4, 32 miles, 1026, steady. Wick Automatic, south-southeast 5, 8 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 4, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast 5, 12 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast 5, 1024, now rising. Sand eddy light vessel automatic. Southeast by east 5 miles 1023. Greenwich light vessel automatic. East 5 miles 1020. St. Catherine's Point automatic. East by south 5 1020, now falling. Jersey, southeast by east 4, mist 4 miles 1018, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic. East 5, 2 miles 1018. Scilly automatic. Southeast 5, recent drizzle 4 miles 1014, now falling. Milford Haven, southeast by east 6 miles 1017, now falling. Aberporth, southeast by south 7 9 miles 1015, falling slowly. Valley, east by south 3 8 miles 1017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 4 8 miles 1021, rising more slowly. Valentia, south-southeast 3, recent rain, 3 miles 1007, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east-southeast 6, mist, 4 miles 1018, steady. Malinhead, southeast 7, recent rain, 6 miles 1012, falling slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, east-southeast 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles 1017, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 23 to below. The general situation: a southerly or southeasterly airflow covers the United Kingdom. Winds will become strong for most waters, with occasional gales affecting parts of the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time near Orkney. Occasional rain or sleet, then fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later near Rattray Head. Occasional rain or sleet, then fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in north. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 4 or 5, veering southeasterly 4 or 5. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 4 to 6, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in the inner British Bristol Channel. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 5 to 7, rain for a time in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man. Southeast 5 to 7, rain and drizzle, becoming mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in the Firth of Clyde. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. southeast 6 to gale 8, rain at times, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Add the Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 for time at north, rain at times, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, looking ahead to Friday here, and add to playlist is the BBC Radio 4 series in which Geoffrey Boeche and Anna Phoebe find connections between diverse pieces of music. In the first episode, they'll find a way to join musical dots between Barry Manilow and Philip Glass. That's the new series of Add to Playlist. Starts on Friday evening at 7:15. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague John Hammond in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's Midnight GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service, where today we're assessing the latest upheaval among NATO members. Europe is pledging to become more self-sufficient in the face of the Trump challenge.
The issue of burden sharing is not new, but it is now pressing. And Europeans will have to step up, both in terms of spending and the capabilities that we provide.
Also in the show, how Canadian consumers are boycotting US products in protest at Donald Trump's recent comments about their country. And what happens to all the rich world consumer products when they grow old and obsolete? Where does smart tech go to die? That's after the news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. European leaders have been stressing the need to take responsibility for their own continent's security following emergency talks in Paris linked to US attempts to talk directly with the Russians on a Ukraine peace settlement. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said they'd entered a new stage in transatlantic relations and Europe needed to immediately boost its own defences. His comments were supported by the Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
I think the most important thing about this meeting is the need for all of us to step up when it comes to our spendings on defence. Russia is not only a threat against Ukraine, but all of us. So we need to scale up and we need to speed up. And to do that, we need also a discussion in the European Union about the fiscal rules.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia leading a high-powered delegation expected to meet senior Russian officials on Tuesday. The meeting takes place less than a week after Donald Trump spoke directly to President Putin by phone. Russia's delegation will be led by its Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Tom Bateman is in Riyadh.
The meeting will see Saudi Arabia become the scene of an extraordinary turnaround in US-Russia relations. Mr. Rubio has said the talks would create an opening for a broader conversation, while his spokeswoman described it as a first step to see if Russia is serious, but not the start of peace negotiations. The rest of the world, meanwhile, is not invited. President Zelensky said he knew nothing about the talks between Russia and the US, and Ukraine would not accept agreements made without its participation.
A Delta Airlines plane carrying 80 passengers has crashed and overturned as it came onto land at Toronto Airport in Canada. Images online show a plane which appears to have flipped over on the snow-covered tarmac. David